Jesus told his disciples to beware of the leaven, Pharisees and Sadducees, and they didn't know what he meant. They thought he was talking about they had brought in bread. And he said, okay. So he said, no, you haven't considered the loaves and the bread. Remember what he talked about? You haven't considered. You haven't meditated. You haven't thought about it. What did he do yesterday?
Yeah,
he thought about it. All day. He meditated on it. He considered it. He thought about it. And so he was able to get what he needed to get from it because he meditated on it. And he stuck with it. He became part of it. Mm-hmm. It's not something he just heard and forgot about. Well, what was that Lord told me? You know, he didn't do that. He remembered it. He focused on it. He considered it. Meditated on it. And, you know, what we hear in prayer is, and what we say in prayer is important. You know, when God tells us something, we ought to meditate on it. That's good. That's really good. So we get a lot of insight. You know. Want to introduce a song?
Ray and I just got back fighting from a week of, like, I got spoiled, didn't want to come back. Wonderful times with the Lord, I mean, it's so beautiful. And so it's like, oh, can we just live here forever and all that, you know? And, you know, the sky and the trees and the water and the birds. And the wind chimes even. So, you know, you come back and it's like, I want to go, oh, it was so good, Lord, you know. I got spoiled, now having a temper tantrum or something, and I was, you know, you're going, okay, reality. So, we have to, my prayer, hey, this is Make My Life a Prayer. You, most of you have heard it before. Prayer and deliver me from myself and my wanting to do things. Go back. Deliver me from myself, Lord. You know.
Make my life a prayer to you. I want to do what you want me to, no empty words and no white lines, no token prayers, no compromise. I want to shine the light you gave through your Son. You sent to save us from ourselves and our despair. It comforts me to know you're really love that set me free. I want to tell the world out there you're not some fable or fairy tale that I made up inside my head. You're God the Son, you've risen from the dead.
all that you had for me. I guess I'll have to trust and just believe what you say. You're coming again, coming to take me away.
Good day, right? Real good day. You know, it's summertime. Anybody miss that fact? It's summertime. June. We just went through the month of June, and it's hot. You know. We hadn't had some rain cool things off. I don't know. You know, we might have all just had a meltdown, right? I was thinking about this. And, you know, in June, I grew up on a farm, okay? And we raised peanuts and corn and hogs and cows. So this was back before the days that they had these sprays that you could kill all the weeds. You know, nowadays they go out there and they spray the field with this weed killer and grass killer and all that. Kills everything but whatever they're trying to keep. And they go home and that's it, you know. They don't have to go out there and hoe and anything. But we had to hoe. Now, Daddy, they had developed grass killer. I understand grass is worse than weeds, but they've gotten grass killer, so we didn't have to deal with grass. That would have been worse, I guess. But we had weeds. You kill the grass, guess what grows?
Weeds.
It gives more room for the weeds to grow. So along about the 1st of June, or about that time school got out, it was just get out, get our hose in our hands, and just get out there in the field, and let's get those weeds out. And so that's what I did, you know. And I don't know what you think about wearing when you go to hoe, but typically for me it was short pants, a t-shirt, if a shirt at all, and flip-flops.
I was
somewhat young, but you know, it was that's what I wore, you know, because it was hot. You wanted to be as cool, you know, any breeze came up, you wanted to get all you could out of it, you know. So I would go down that whole row of, you know, peanuts and chopping up those weeds and trying to get them all, you know. And some of the rows would be easy. I mean, you just go walking along, get one here, one way over there, and you'd just be fine. You could take two or four rows, you know, and get all the weeds out. But then there would be those rows that if you took one row, that would be good, you know. If you could just get one, you know, that would be wonderful because it was just weeds. You know, you think, did Dad plant peanuts here? Did he plant weeds, you know? And I can remember being in the middle of the road trying to cut these things. Sun's coming down, you know. I got on my straw hat or whatever I got on. But the sun is just beating down. It's humid. You know, there's not a whole lot of breeze. It's just hot. You just can't get away from the fact that it's just hot. The field was that sandy soil, you know, so, you know, it was just hot, yeah. And so the soil didn't help much. You walk on it with your flip-flops. The sand, get up in the sand, you know. So I'm there and I'm hoeing my peanuts and I'm thinking, the other end of this row, there's a cooler of water. Cool water. We left it there. We came to hoe and I hoed all the way to this end and I'm going back toward that cooler of water. Water sure would be nice and cool. I'm here, got a lot of weeds, and it may be forever before I get there, you know. And, you know, you're young, you think that's forever, you know. But, you know, you just have to, you can just give up at that point. You can say, there's just too many weeds, I'll just never make it, you know. And I probably did that quite a few times, you know. And I never was a fast hoer, you know, it wasn't something I was hurrying up. But, you know, what helped me most was thinking of that cool water and thinking, I get all this row hoed, I get all these weeds out, I'll be there where that water is, I'll be in the shade. And we left it in the shade of the oak tree there. And I just got to keep going, I got to keep at it, stay with it until I get there. Stay with it, keep at it until I get there. Stay with it. It was tough. It was hot. Sweat pouring off over this area, you know, and it's just, you just had to stay with it. Right? Oh, we've all had those experiences, right?
Yeah.
You can look at your circumstances and you can go, ah, you know, and you just throw down your hoe or whatever you got, you say, I can't do this. I can, you know, it's just too much. Or, you can think of that cool water at the other end. Man, I'm going to get there. When I'm going to get there, I'm going to drink me some cool water. I'm going to sit in the shade. I'm going to be a lot cooler. You know, things are going to be a whole lot better. So I got to thinking about this. And I want to share with you some thoughts that I got. See if I can write it up here.
Racist stuff here.
Well, this is pretty good stuff. I hate to erase it.
While you're doing that, Ray, can I interject?
Yeah.
That's what Jesus did. He said, for the joy that was set before me, he endured the cross. It wasn't joyous, but
yeah.
It was set before him. He was reaching. He was seeing something he was reaching for. And he endured the cross.
Come on.
I guess he saw all of us. The joy that we brought him and the glory that he was going to return to him. All these good things.
So I've got to thinking about this and been thinking a lot about wisdom. You can think of, you know, of course, wisdom, you can think of it a lot of different ways, but I got to thinking, wisdom is doing the right thing for the right reason.
Good.
Wisdom is doing the right thing for the right reason. You've got understanding, you got knowledge, and wisdom is putting that knowledge to good use, all right, and doing the right thing that you know for the right reason because you've got understanding. Okay, it's another way of looking at it if you want to. So, wisdom and persistence, if I'm going to say, wisdom and persistence. Wisdom and persistence is continuing to do the right thing for the right reason.
Jesus.
Continuing to do it.
Good.
Don't just do it once and stop. And it's continuing to do it.
Amen.
I got to thinking about it. So, wisdom, wisdom and persistence. Well, I can make a better G than that, I think. I can beat that. And grit. Wisdom, persistence, and grit. That's continuing to do the right thing for the right reason in the face of persecution, tribulation, mm-hmm. or extreme difficulty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's when you need grit. That's when you need grit.
All right. Yeah.
Right? That's when you need to grit your teeth and get out here and, you know, I can't turn this. I can't turn. My hands are sweaty. I can't turn this. Let me get a little grit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, really grab in and hold on to that thing and turn it, right? Yeah. I need a little grit sometimes to face some of the troubles of life.
Jesus.
Well, I can really get down on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get serious about this thing. I've got the wisdom. I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing it for the right reason. I've been doing it, but now I've run into a row of peanuts that just looks like solid weeds. You know? It was easy when I just had one or two over here or there. Now it just looks like, Danny, did you plant weeds or peanuts here? You know? Whoa. I need some grit. I got to get some grit now. I got tribulation in front of me. Right? I got some tribulation in front of me. I got some, these weeds are persecuting me. Oh, life sometimes persecutes us, though. Sometimes we get one of those bad rows of peanuts in life, don't we? It's tough.
Keep focus on the prize because you know the difference between the weeds and the peanut.
Say what now?
You keep going in the right way because you focus. You know the difference between the peanut plant and the weeds.
She said you focus on the prize. You have to put your focus.
That's right.
Because, you know,
you got to separate.
Dig it all up, it's no good.
Yeah.
You got to keep that peanut plant.
Yes, you got to know the truth from error, right?
Yeah, truth.
You
got to
know the spirit from the evil spirits, yes. The Holy Spirit from the evil spirit. Exactly. You got to know which way to walk, which God wants you to go, right? That's right. That's very right. I was going to talk to you about. We got time now. But I was going to talk to you about the.
Right, that's
yeah,
very good.
Please
you
do.
Gotta keep your focus, Mir.
Yeah.
What Paul was trying to get the people in the 12th chapter in Hebrew, keep your focus on Jesus. Mm-hmm. He talked about in the 11th chapter all the great Hebrew. He had the eyes on all of them. He said, okay, now I'm going to take your eyes off of them. Now I want you to put them on Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. In fact, Hebrews, a lot of that, he said, don't look to angels. You know, we have people today just all excited about angels. Hey, what's an angel? What's an angel doing? You know, just don't think so much about angels. Think about Jesus. Yes. Jesus is so much better than the angels.
Yes.
The Jews were really into angels. Gabriel, Raphael, and all these other angels, you know, Michael. And they'd like to talk about the angels and all this sort of thing. Angel came and visited someone. Angel came and visited someone, you know. And in the writer of Hebrews is saying, look, beforehand, our fathers were spoken to. The word of God was brought to them by angels. But we've got a more sure word, right? A more sure word because Jesus himself came and brought us the word, the truth, right? So he says, he is much better than the angels. Jesus is much more powerful, much better than the angels. So focus on Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit that bears witness to angels?
To Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. He said, he will bear witness of me. He will take mine and present it to you. All right? So the grit comes when we stay focused on Jesus. We stay focused on spiritual things. We stay focused on the goal that's set before us.
Yeah.
That jug of cool water at the end of the row. Right? We keep our focus and we say, this is a momentary thing in our lives. Getting these weeds up. At the end of the row, it will come. And when it comes, it will seem like all these other things, it's nothing. I got the water now. All right? And so when we'd run into these afflictions, these persecutions, these tribulations, all right? All of these difficulties that we're dealing with, it's like, oh, it seems like, I don't know, can I ever make it through?
Jesus.
Yeah, we can make it through. Yeah, because it's really, it's just a short time. You know, when you're a kid, you know how kids' attention spans are, right? I was a kid standing in that row, and I saw that row stretching off. And it just seemed like, this is forever, you know? I can keep on this row forever, and I'll never get to the end of it, right? I mean, it's, you know how kids are. You know, this is, there's just too many weeks. I'm not going to, and that's what you can do. You can get that way even as adults. We can
Amen.
Do that.
You can.
We can do that. And we'll just say, oh, I don't know if I can make it through this. It's just too hard, you know? But we don't realize that's such a short row.
Jesus.
You know, for the rest of my life, you know, I made it to every end of every row.
Eternity on leons and leons and leons.
Exactly. This lifespan down here is pretty short, you know? Typically, people today, they don't live like they used to, you know? Adam lived over 900 years. So did several other folks. We're not, most of us not looking at that, you know? But really, I mean, if you think about it, 100 years is pretty short for them. You know, it's not that big, you know? And so it's like, wow, you know? But we're talking about, what'd you say? Eternity. Eternity. Wow. Well, how does eternity compare the length of time we've got to live here? Earth.
Yeah.
I mean, even if we lived 900 years or on until Jesus came or whatever, it's still a short time. Yep. You know? Mm-hmm. Really. It's a short time. And when we get there, you know, I have a feeling there's going to be a nice tree up in that new earth. And I can sit under it. You ever notice what Revelation says? It says, there's a river running. Yeah. And there's a tree. You know? So I got cool water and I've got a tree. I got a cool water and a tree to look forward to. At the end of this row of peanuts and weeds. Right? I just got to keep going. I got to stay with it. I got to get some
grit.
Right? Because persistence is keeping going, but grit is when you run into difficulties and you still keep going.
Jesus.
Amen. That's it. You just stay with it.
And Jesus said in this world, you will. You will. I don't care how you try to avoid it. You will. But he said, be a good cheer because I've overcome it. Amen. Stay with the grit with him. He's overcoming and you're going to overcome it.
That's right. Exactly. If you look in John 14 through 16, and I'm always talking about how wonderful those three chapters are, John 14 through 16. Just wonderful chapters. You look at them, you know what? If you look at them, you'll find that half of that passage is about the difficulties you're going to have. What? What, Ray? What are you talking about? With all those great promises, right? Ask whatever you will in my name and it'll be done for you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll do greater things than me. All this, all these wonderful promises. The Holy Spirit's coming. He'll lead you in all truth and cause you all these wonderful promises. But you find he's talking about the persecution that his disciples are going to undergo. In the last part of chapter 15 and the first part of chapter 16. But be of good cheer.
Amen.
I have overcome the world.
Amen.
Peace I leave with you.
Peace.
Not as the world gives. But the peace I'm going to give you.
Ha, ha, ha.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we look forward to that peace. We don't just focus on the weeds and the peanuts.
And
we don't just focus on this and go, I do this, I take two steps, and there's more. You know, I do this, I take two steps, there's more. You don't do that. You keep thinking, the end of the rainbow.
Yeah.
The cool shade.
Ashakatas.
Cool water.
Hallelujah.
Your eyes on the prize. What Paul said, I keep my eyes on the prize. Not on the difficulties, on the prize. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for loving us. Father, we pray that we may keep our eyes on the prize.
Jesus.
We may keep our eyes on the seal of our salvation, Father, the Holy Spirit, which leads us to the blessed hope that we have in glory. Father, we just pray that you'll be with us today. Father, help us develop that grit in our lives that we need to keep on even when things are tough.
Jesus.
Even when things are really tough.
Jesus.
And Father, we can face these really, really tough things because we know that Jesus is with us. We don't have to do it alone. We can use a power that's more than what we've got ourselves.
Yes.
We can draw on a power from heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Father, pray that you'll bless our fellowship today.
Yes.
Bless this food that we're going to enjoy together. We thank you for it. We thank you for being with us in all things. May we always remember to keep you first and foremost in our minds. Amen.
Amen.
All right.